if you were to look at who's been most impactful and then who you need to be most impactful, it actually might change, because I agree with you. Alonzo's not on the first list. If you want to give me the top five or six players, like, he might even fall that far back, and it's a lineup of nine guys. Like, let's go through the names who have been more important than Pete Alonzo to get to where they've been. Obviously, Lindor, Nimmo, Vientos, J.D. Martinez. I mean, you could even make the case, as Fliegelman did for, we had this conversation, Bader. Right? I mean, Alvarez. That's six right there. I forgot Alvarez. How could I forget Alvarez? He's probably four. Or three even. But J.D. Martinez, I'm going to give three just because it felt like he really got it going. I know Alvarez came back and the record they have while he's winning and the impact he has, no doubt. I don't want to dismiss it. It's just Nimmo and Lindor have been the best. J.D. Martinez kind of got it started. That walk-off home run against Miami, to me, is still the biggest hit of the year, because I don't know. I know they played well for a while now, but if you lose that series, right, if you come back from London and you lose two out of three to the lowly Marlins, like, it just would have been a bad taste in your mouth. So that walk-off home run against Florida, for me, was as big as a hit the Mets have had all year. And then, obviously, right around that week and a half, and he's had other big hits, but he was playing great. And it was him and Lindor that got it going. So, I mean, right off the top, you got Lindor, Nimmo, J.D. Martinez, Alvarez. Before you even get to Vientos, before you even get to Bader, who's probably been just as clutch. If you get to Taylor, who's probably had just as many big hits as Pete Alonso over this stretch. I mean, you could be looking at the eighth most important offensive player of this stretch has been Pete Alonso. But moving forward, it can't be that way. Like, I understand everything I just said. It's not going to continue for the next 70 games. Pete Alonso can't be the eighth most important offensive player moving forward. He's got to get more involved. He has to. Because very much like a basketball game with runs, right? It's so you're down 20, it's easy to get back to making it a ball game. It's different to get over the hump and take the lead. It is different. And this Met team has struggled to get over 500. They're at 500 now, but they have been there before. They've been a game over, a game under 500. They've really yet to take that next step and beat 2, 3, 4, 5 games over 500. And with two more against Washington and then a three set against Colorado heading into the All-Star break, you're hoping that you are going to get at least 2 or 3, 4 games over 500 here. That's what you're looking to do to justify what you're hoping the general manager will do. But they're 5-5 over their, they're 5-5 over their last 10. And they've been waffling a game over, a game under, a game over, a game under. They need to get over this hump, because I don't want to say it's easy, but it's easier to get back in the mix. They've done that already. They took a terrible start and they've turned it around. They're 500. They're in front of they don't have anybody else in front of them but the wild card teams. They're a game and a half back of San Diego, who they do have the tiebreaker against. But you got to build momentum here. And it's one thing to get back into the mix. It's another to take the lead.